What's up? It's Tatum with this week's edition of Volunteer Owensboro, and I am here with Harry Pettigo from the Daniel Spatino Shelter and St. Benedict's.
Yes.
So tell me about your position and your involvement.
Yeah, so I'm the executive director of both the shelters. I've been with St. Benedict's for, oh my gosh, like 12 years now.
Wow, okay.
And I've had both of them for a little over 2 years, so... yeah, you know, I get to do everything from working with clients to fundraising to marketing, just whatever way it takes me, that's where I go.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, kind of dive into that. It's taken you many different ways. What's that experience like working in, you know, the nonprofit world and doing what you do?
Well, you know, in Owensboro, we have like 200 something nonprofits.
Yeah.
So it's very, very hard. We're all like reaching for the same dollars. So, you know, you really have to be outside the box.
Right.
And really, our donors are getting younger. So the way they donate is just different, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like your older generation where they just write big checks.
Right.
They like to donate their time and materials and things, which is all good. But, you know, ultimately, money is what it takes to stop even our programs, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really interesting. We, another interesting fact about Patino Shelter is that Rick Patino is just not, he doesn't support us financially. And a lot of people probably think that.
Right.
But he doesn't. And the other misconception that is really hard for us is the fact that we get so much government money, but we can only use 4% of that to operate the program. So,
right.
But the good thing is that those funds help people stay in their homes and not come to the shelter.
Right.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
If people wanted to donate, though,
just
kicking it off with talking about donations and donors, how would they be able to do so?
Well, they can come by. I would encourage them to just come by for a couple different reasons. One, they can put their eyes on it, and they can be more invested, right? And then I can give them a tour. But and that's at 501 Walnut for the Patino Shelter or 1001 West 7th Street for St. Benedict's. Or just, they could mail a check. They could bring items by if they want to, because we also have a thrift store. So anything that they wanted to do, they could bring by. Or they go to our website. So, Daniel, it's patinoshelter.org or stbenedictsowensboro.org.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then outside of donations, if people wanted to get involved by coming and volunteering, what does that look like?
It's a good question. So we have every volunteers in our thrift stores. We have volunteers in our kitchen. We have volunteers serving dinner on the serving line. We have volunteers working in our clothing closet in the front office. It's really whatever level of involvement they want, we can give them, right?
Awesome.
So whether they want that client interaction, whether they want some one-on-one client interaction, or whether maybe they just have a talent or something that they want to give, like graphic design, that's something that's always needed. You know, you could even get involved that way. I mean, a lot of people can volunteer from their house and they don't even realize it.
Right. That's awesome. And if someone did want to volunteer, how can they reach you or get in contact to be able to do so?
They can call down to shelter at 270-688-9000 or, like I said, come by. The best way is come by.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because when you walk through the doors, something will change in your life from the moment you walk in.
Right. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for all you do there at the shelter. And we were talking about it before we started. You guys have some golf scrambles coming up.
We do.
Tell me a little bit about those.
Yeah, so Patino Shelter, it's our second annual golf scramble. It's going to be at Panther Creek Golf Club this year on September 13th. So if people want to get a golf team or a sponsor in that event, they can go to our website and do it. PatinoShelter.org. St. Ben's, this is our ninth annual golf scramble.
Wow.
and we're now at the Pearl Club.
Nice.
Golf course, and it's pristine out there.
Right.
So an amazing golf experience. And same thing, if they want to get a team or sponsorship, they can go to stbenedictsowensboro.org and do it right there. We try to make it very, very convenient for people to get involved.
Awesome. And if there was one thing that you would want the listeners and viewers to know about the Patino Shelter in St. Benedict's, what would it be?
Wow. Just how much we impact Owensboro's vulnerable population, because we don't just serve those that are homeless, we're serving those that are at risk. We're serving those that are fighting food insecurity. You know, we're the only 7 day a week soup kitchen. We supply so many other organizations, God's Outreach, the Help Office, St. Ben's, Crossroads, I mean, you name it. We're so much more than just a shelter
right
at the Patino Shelter. And it takes so much, like it takes $15,000 a week,
right,
to keep the doors open. And so, you know, I think just people understanding that, and it's like some of the misconceptions, is the biggest way that we can keep our head above water.
Right, right. And one more time before you go, if people wanted to volunteer or they want to donate, again, where can they find more information?
Yep. PatinoShelter.org for Daniel Patino Shelter, St. Benedict's, Owensboro.org for St. Benedict Shelter.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Taylor.
And talking all about this. And if you are interested, please reach out to Harry and get down to the Daniel's Patino Shelter. Go in, like he said, check it out. It's life-changing.